from verse 26, the Bible reveals to us something God was about to do at the beginning. God was about to recreate himself. And he was going to recreate himself in mankind. And by mankind, we mean both men and women. Because if you read the Genesis story, you realize that God created one, and then from that one, he made male and female. Now, let me say this ahead of time, that because you and I are created in God's image and likeness, there is something inherent in you as you're sitting down here that you may probably not know. There's a potential in you as you're seated right here that you may not know. Now, that potential is revealed in the 27th verse of chapter 1. It says there that so God created humankind in his own image, and in the image of God, he created both male and female. Please tell the person next to you, whatever your gender, you're in the image of God. Okay. Now, let's now see what God did in verse 28. What God put inside you. What God put inside me. What God put inside every child, whether young or old. The Bible says in verse 28, and God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. And verse 28 says, God said, behold, I have given you, not that I will give, I have given you every herb that is bearing seed in itself, which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree which has fruit that has seed in it. He says, you shall have them for food. Verse 30 says, I've given you literally authority over every creation, everything that I've made, animals, birds. I've given you everything that moves, power, dominion, authority. And verse 31, hear what God said. The Bible said, God saw everything that he had made. Please tell the person next to you, that includes you and me. God saw that everything he had made was very good. I know one thing, and I'm telling you prophetically, 2019 will be very good. Amen. Very, very good. Why? Because you have all you need for 2019. You have the potential in you. You have the power in you. It's inherent. It's there. The power to be fruitful. The power to multiply. I just want to introduce something to us, which God will help us to unpack as we get into January. I want to talk to us about Thanksgiving, fruitfulness, and multiplication, which has been the theme over the last 12 days. Now, turn with me to a story in Matthew chapter 15, and God will help us. We will just lay a very solid foundation for you to run with as you enter, as you cross over into the new year. Please, right now, just repeat after me, okay? Repeat, even if you don't believe it. Just say, I am created in the image and in the likeness of God. I have the potential to be fruitful and multiply. I have the potential to do everything, because I have everything that God has put in me to do everything that he wants me to do while I'm on this earth. Matthew chapter 15, verse 32 to 38. There is a story there, and I will run a quick commentary. I will break it down later in the year as the Lord permits. What happened here was Jesus was healing. And the Bible said a great multitude followed him. And this great multitude stayed with Jesus for like 3 days. And we were told that Jesus had compassion on this great multitude. Why? Because for 3 days they had not eaten. And for 3 days, he knew that if he should let them go the way they came and the way they were, help was far away. If you stay here, you will become a preacher. I'm not sure your dad and mom wants you to be a pastor. But if you don't move right now, you are going to take the rest of the sermon. Any child that walks to this pulpit tonight will become a prophet. Right. So this was a situation. If he should let them go the way they were not likely to make it home. Because help for food was far away. Now, this was now the situation. The Bible tells us that there were 4,000 men, and that's if you don't count the women and the children. So how did Jesus solve this situation? It was indeed a big problem. Now, what Jesus did was to ask. Now, listen. The first thing Jesus did in verse 34 that we see in the scriptures was to ask them, how many loaves of bread do you have? And they answered him, the Bible said, they said, 7 and a few little fishes. 7. Now, what Jesus was like asking them was more like, what do you have left? You've been here 3 days. What's left? What's left over? And they found out that what was left over in the whole multitude, picture it, 4,000 men besides women and children, was just few loaves and few fishes. 7 loaves, precisely. Now, if you look at it, that 7 loaves and 5 and little fishes, we're not told how many in this particular passage, is nothing compared to the problem at hand. It couldn't solve anything. So in other words, this was even kind of amplifying the situation to see how helpless and hopeless this case was. And there was really no solution. Now, some of us could be in this kind of picture all through this year. You ask yourself right now, what's left? You've been battered, broken. You are confronted with challenges and problems. And even looking at what you have left is even magnifying the problem. You know, when you are owing, let's say you're owing like 5,000, you're 5,000 in debt, and somebody's asking you, what do you have left in your account? And you find out you have only 5p. Wouldn't that even make you more miserable? So this was like the picture. So, but what did Jesus do? The Bible said the first instruction here, which we will learn from, is that he told them in verse 35, he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. Please picture this, 5,000 men, women, children, everybody hungry, 3 days not eaten. Excuse me, picture it. There will be some people there who will be really, really, really agitated. You've just amplified the problem by telling us it's a hopeless case. And then you are telling us to sit down. Sit down doing what? That's a difficult time to sit down. How many of us know what I'm talking about? You are in trouble. You are in problem. And somebody is asking you to sit down. You don't want to sit down as such. What you want is, please tell me what is the solution. Don't tell me to sit down here. Sit down doing what? I remember a story now. My wife will remember. Many years ago, Noah, our first son, was just born, and we were taken in, you know, traveling about 3 hours to where my parents lived just to go and have time, spend some time with them, show them the baby. And then we got stuck in the middle of the night on a lonely road where you don't want to stop because anything can happen to you. And then I tried to start the car and the car would not start. I tried again, the car would not start, and I sat and I said nothing. My wife was asking me, what are we going to do now? I sat down. I said, what are we going to do? I said, I'm thinking. I said, you are thinking? Excuse me. Please tell somebody, sit down. Just sit down first, okay? You sit down. Sit down. Listen. Now, the next thing we see right now that Jesus did was that he took the 7 loaves. Right? I want us to be very graphic, so I brought 7 loaves. Please use the power of your imagination. I want to believe that you have the power to imagine. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I counted them, yes. 7 loaves here. All right. And I've got 2 fishes. All right. So everybody's sitting down, 5,000 and women and children. They sat down. Let's see what he's going to do. He now took 7 loaves and 5 fishes. The Bible said the first thing he did was he gave thanks. And then he broke them. And then he gave it to his disciples. And then the disciples gave it to the multitude. You see, we can read it like that and think it was that easy. All right, I need 12 disciples now. 12. Yeah, 12 volunteers. Quickly, 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 quickly. We have 8 minutes. All right, 1, 2, 3. We are the 8. Yeah, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Please count. Do we have 12? Don't count me. I'm Jesus. All right. How many? Please count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah, 12. Come on. Come on. Come on, Kinfe. Come here. That's a 12th. God bless you. All right. 7 loaves. 2 fishes. All right. Well, it didn't say 2, but let's just imagine small fishes, okay? All right. Jesus took, he broke it. He gave thanks first, right? Oh, thank you. And then he broke it. Okay? And then he gave it to the disciples. As I'm giving you, go and give to the multitude. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Go and give it to the multitude. Give it to the multitude. Go and give them in thanksgiving. They are all hungry. Look at their faces. They are hungry, hungry. Keep coming, keep coming. Don't serve two. Don't serve someone twice. Some of them are greedy. They've not eaten 3 days. Make sure. Quickly, quickly. 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 The disciples themselves are eating the biscuit. Don't touch my biki, mate. Don't touch my biki. You wait for your turn. Now give it. Yes. Quick, 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 quick. They are hungry, they are hungry. Look at their faces. Don't look at their faces. Quick, 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 quick. Quick, quick. It's almost 12 midnight. Quick, 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 quick. Distribute. Come on, quick, quick, quick. Quick, 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 quick. They're hungry. Don't let them die. 12 midnight. They will die now. Don't give it. Their life depends on you. Break. Quick, 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 quick. Quick, quick. All right. Excuse me, you got the picture. Listen. Let's imagine they are faithful disciples. None of them is Judas. Okay? None of them is a Judas. Listen. Excuse me. That was what Jesus did. Now, what happened? Next thing that happened here baffled me. The Bible said in verse 37, they all ate and were filled. Listen, and then they took up the broken meat that was left, and then they had 7 baskets full. So as Jesus was breaking and giving, and the disciples were coming back, something was taking place. A multiplication. But do you know, I've read the scripture many times, and I'm seeing something I've never seen before. Do you know what everybody ate was a little piece? But we don't know how many times they ate the little pieces. Because even after everybody had eaten, it wasn't whole bread that they packed. It was broken. Now, what led to this? I want us to understand the power of thanksgiving. There was a big problem. But what sorted the big problem was a little solution. Some of us are confronted with very big, mighty problems, overwhelming. Please tell somebody, big problem, big problem. Little solution. Big challenge. You just need a small idea. Big Goliath, big Goliath. Small David. This is a secret to something we have to learn as we enter a new year. Whatever was so mighty now, I pray that God will open your eyes, open your ears of understanding to see the little solution to that problem. Jesus broke and they were distributing the beats. The beats. Now listen. What if the people did not obey Jesus first to sit down? Please calm down. It's not the end of the world. The problem confronting you will not kill you. Inside the insufficient supply, inside that your overdraft, inside that your brokenness, inside that your total insufficiency lies the little bit of the solution. You only need God to open your eyes. Everyone ate little bits. Imagine when they first brought the first bit to you and you rejected it. You see, that's the way God has been solving some of our problems and some of us are not realizing. God will bring a little idea to you and you just discard it. How can this little solve my big problem? I pray that God will open your eyes. Amen. You will enter 2019 strong, victorious, powerful. You will begin to see solutions, little solutions to big problems in the name of Jesus. Now, listen. What was the difference? And I will close with this. I will unpack the rest to us. Jesus did something with the little. Anyone still got little left? You've eaten it? Did I ask you to eat it? I didn't ask you to eat. That's a faithful disciple. You look like Peter. You look like James. Let me tell us what Jesus did. And I want to leave us with this word. Okay? It's an interesting word. Say eulageo. Eulageo. Say it again. Eulageo. Yulageo. All right, don't worry, you will soon understand. Y-U-L-O-G-E-O, Yulageo. That's the way it's pronounced. Does that sound Greek? Somehow, because you're Greek. That sounds, it's a Greek word, actually. We'll unpack it together. Don't worry. Let's quickly talk about this. This is what Jesus did. He eulageoed the bread and the fish. Let me tell us what it is. And that's what we're going to do as we enter this new year. Jesus took the little he had, the little sufficiency, the little in the midst of all the big problem. And this is what Jesus did. I'll read it to us. And we're going to rise up. And we'll do something. To eulageo, it means to praise, to invoke blessings, to ask God's blessings to come upon. In other words, he set it aside that God, I am giving you this, my little, so that you can use it for your glory. Anytime you have a big problem, please don't look for a big solution. Look at what you have already. And eulageo what you have. Ask God to bless this little and use it for his glory. Because to bless there is also the same thing as to be grateful for it, to thank God for it. Some of us are despising the little jar of oil we have. We are despising the little ideas that are coming to us. Let me tell you, Genesis chapter 1, if you read the whole story, God solved the chaos on the earth, the darkness, the formless, the void. He solved it little by little. He wasn't in a hurry. He could have sorted it in one day. But God did it bit by bit. Bit by bit. So that bit you have in your hand, learn to eulageo. Please rise to your feet. We've entered 2019. Please start thanking God for whatever your problems are, because you have the ability inside you to become fruitful. It is the little that you bless and thank God for that God multiplies. Please thank him. You've entered 2019. The Egyptians you saw in 2018, you shall see them no more. Please, everybody all over the place, think about your problems. Think about the challenge you have. Think about your marriage. Think about anything. Think about your financial situation. Think about what you thought was useless and hopeless. Look at yourself and start thanking God for the little, for the bit by bit, bit. A little here, a little there. You've entered 2019, the year of our Lord. You will prosper this year. You will find solutions. You have entered a year and a season of thanksgiving. For when you go into thanksgiving, fruitfulness happens. And it is through the fruit multiplication comes. Thank God. That's the simple word for you this year. You've entered a season, your year of thanksgiving, of fruitfulness, and multiplication. Look at the little. Look at the bit. God is about to multiply. If you can eulageo, if you can bless and thank, invoke God's blessing. Lord, I give you myself. Let me tell us some. There are some people here. And quickly, I will ask you to come out. Come out quickly, quickly, quickly. What God wants to bless is you. What God wants to eulageo, invoke his blessing and multiply, is you. He wants you to come willingly and give yourself to him. It doesn't matter who brought you. I'm making that call. This is the most powerful decision you can make in your life. Please step out. Step out in the name of Jesus. You come here and give your heart to the Lord. Forget about who is beside you. Forget about who invited you. Please come quickly. Come quickly. We don't have time. You want to give your life to Jesus. This is the best way to enter powerfully a fruitful year. You are the one God wants to invoke blessings on. Please come quickly because I'm about to bless. I'm about to bless. I am about to bless the house. God bless you. Just stand here. Just stand there. Stand there. Please, all over the place. Come, 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 come. Please, the rest of us, just begin to continue to thank God. Continue to thank God for the little you have. This is your year. Your year. Your year. Somebody is still reluctant. You are still, if you are wondering if I should go out, then that is you. It is you. It is you. It is you. God is tugging. Come, come. Step out. Step out. I want to pronounce a blessing. I don't want this blessing to elude you. The blessing will come over those who are in the house. When I say in the house, those who are in the house of God, those who belong to Him, to the body. Come, come. I'm making the final call. I still sense in me somebody's reluctant. Somebody's reluctant. I'm about to release a series of blessings God has me to release. Don't let tonight be a waste of your time. Come in the name of Jesus. Come in the, please start praying for the person. Start praying for everybody around you. Lord, anyone who is not saved, anyone who is genuinely, if you are still doubting your salvation, you are doubting. Come, come, come. Let's end that doubt. 2019, 1st of January, write the date down. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm closing the curtain now. Please stretch your hands towards these people. Stretch your hands towards these people. Please, those of you outside here, just say, Lord Jesus, I come to you and I give myself to you. I ask you to invoke your blessing upon my life. I release my spirit, my soul, my body to you. I confess you, Jesus, from today, 1st of January, 2019, you are my Lord, you are my Savior. I will live the rest of my life for you in the name of Jesus. Please, as I just lay hands on you, go back to your seat. I bless you in the name of the Lord. I bless you in the name of the Lord. You are blessed in the name of the Lord. I bless you in the name of the Lord. I bless you in the name of the Lord. This is the best decision of your life. I bless you. Please lift up your hands. I want to bless us and then we can do the rest of the Happy New Year. I wrote some things down that God instructed me to, and it's an apostolic blessing. An apostolic blessing. Please lift up your hands. These blessings are irreversible. Father, thank you. For whom you have blessed, no man can curse. No devil can curse. Amen. Lord, this is your blessing upon your house. This is your blessing that no divination, no enchantment can work against. Amen. I say in the name of the Lord Jesus that throughout 2019, you will give thanks. Amen. And you will always have cause to be thankful. Amen. All through 2019, you will not lack any good fruit. You will be producing seeds, and the seeds will be producing much fruit after its kind. In the name of Jesus, you shall be fruitful, all round fruitful. You shall multiply. God Almighty shall send you rain abundantly. In its season, you shall have rain. The earth shall yield its fruit abundantly for you. You shall be like a tree planted by the riverside. Amen. You shall be evergreen this year. Amen. You will bring out your leaves this year. Amen. You will bring out the fruits this year. Amen. You shall not miss your season. Amen. You shall not miss your timing. Amen. You shall never be barren again. Amen. You shall never cast forth your young again. Amen. In this land you shall sow. Amen. In this year 2019 you shall reap. Amen. You shall go forward. Amen. you shall become very great. This year 2019 shall be very good for you, shall be very good for all yours. The Lord surrounds you with favor like a shield. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord Jehovah make his face shine upon you, and the Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace on every side. The peace of the Lord, which passes all understanding, be upon you, be within you, be around you. The name of the Lord God Almighty, Jehovah Elohim El Shaddai, be upon you. You are irreversibly blessed of the Lord. You are blessed all round in the name of Jesus. In thanksgiving, in fruitfulness, in multiplication, shall you spend the year 2019 to the glory of God in the name of Jesus. Please shout amen. Tell yourself.